with every.
And welcome aboard. It is now 9:32. It is time now for Car Talk. It's sunshine. Yay! And it means that it's Thursday, and we're talking about glistening new vehicles and, of course, some great people in our community. We have Michelle and Tim in from the dealership. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. Good morning.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you. You brought friends in today, didn't you?
Yes, we did. We brought two people with us from the Young Professionals Group here in Bartlesville.
Oh, super duper. And, of course, that means that we've got a nice little co-venture going on probably, I don't know, soon.
Very soon.
Tell us about it.
What's going on? Is it starting? Good.
Yeah, tomorrow night was going to be a part of the Heart Street Party. Mm-hmm. Continuing the Summer Sizzling series over by the Price Tower.
Yes.
Going on tomorrow night. It'll be great.
All right, great. Tell us what the Young Professionals do with it.
Well, we just wanted to, first of all, say thank you to Dungis for being one of our major sponsors. We couldn't do this without you guys.
Oh, yeah.
So we're super excited for tomorrow night. Hot Street Party is a fundraiser put on by Young Professionals of Bartlesville. And this year, the beneficiary of Hot Street Party is The Cottage. Mm-hmm. So we're super excited to get to talk about them tomorrow night and highlight them, what they do in the community. And we have free music and food trucks and kids activities and...
We have Katie and Nicole here from the Young Professionals. So this is really a cool thing and a lot of hard work, but a lot of fun too, right?
Yes, and it's one of the best, if I can be partial, street parties that we have here in Bartlesville. And there's something for everyone.
Oh, indeed. So, you know, this is, they don't call it hot for nothing.
Yeah.
But I think the weather's probably going to cooperate with it. It looks like we're going to have temperatures right around 70 degrees. So the hot will be the entertainment and the food.
Yes.
And of course,
I haven't been myself yet, but I'm looking forward. Hopefully I can join tomorrow night.
Well, that'd
be
great.
It's exciting, and I always get to hear from Tim and those have been. I believe you've been twice so far.
Yeah, I've been to all of them so far in the Dungis tent that we got going on, and we're always giving out nice cold drinks for everyone on the hot days.
Oh, wow, this is great. Put a little sizzle in that thing, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, exactly.
So what's going on at the dealership? We'll get back to the party here in just a second.
We're selling cars. That's what we're doing.
Well, that's what I heard. Rumor has it that you got people waiting in line.
We do. We have them waiting in line, and like I said, two weeks ago when I was on, we have you know, the like new used ones that are certified, so we're able to sell those and of course provide excellent customer service. We're doing very well. I can't even express how well the dealership is doing right now,
and that's coming from the sales manager, and they're never happy. Oh, we can do better.
That's right. I can push them to do better, but I need more inventory to keep pushing, so we're selling them out of the pipeline. I mean, we, of course, our Ford, Toyotas, and Lincolns, both are available. I mean, dealer trades, we've talked about that. If you're looking for something in particular, we can always purchase from other dealers. I mean, we have good relationships out there, so we're able to do that. And don't forget about the 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty that Dungis offers on our new. But also on our used, we offer the 2-year, 100,000 at no cost to our customers as well.
Wow, that's something, because, you know, you're going off the lot feeling pretty darn secure in your purchase when you do that.
Yes, you are. And, you know, being the sales director, we're striving on the customer service. That's our number one priority.
Make sure that you have that great experience first time, last time, and every time in between.
That's correct. And that's the only thing we look forward to, is making sure the customer service, they leave happy.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yes, thank you. You were one of our customers
still
a few months back. Exactly. Every time I pull up and I see your car, I'm like, oh, there's our Dungis car. Yeah. So,
you know, I see the Dungis name stamp. We drive a lot. Mm-hmm. I've got a teenager who doesn't drive, so we drive a lot. And, you know, right around Caney, Kansas, Coffeyville, Joplin, Missouri, bang, that Dungis stamp is on a lot of vehicles.
It is. We've grown a lot in the market. I mean, a lot out of Skytook. We have a lot coming from the Tulsa and Owosso area, as well as the Kansas. We get a lot of Kansas. When COVID had hit and Kansas dealerships had shut down, they were able to come into Oklahoma and to purchase. And so we gained a lot of customers throughout that process as well. It's nice to see the blessings that we've had with last year at this time, because COVID, you know, was shutting everything down. And so we're just thankful for selling 50% out of the pipeline right now.
Want to get back to the young professionals. And ladies, the club, of course, has got a great name in the community, always has. But what made it appealing for you?
So for me, it was connecting with other young professionals mm-hmm. in our community. So it's just knowing someone from a different business or, you know, a different service area, always having that connection if you need something and if there's a way that we can help each other. Uh-huh. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, young professionals to me is just a way to connect with people. And like Nicole said, just getting to know people in town and making connections for other people mm-hmm. and sharing those connections.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot of fun doing that. And you also have an opportunity not only to make some great friendships, but also some personal connections that, in order to make a business run smoothly. You find some people who might be sharing some ideas that you might have, and collaboration just kind of happens in this town. Mm-hmm.
So I have some questions about it. I was in a junior service league for about 10 years, I would uh-huh. say. Is it pretty similar to that? Is it where you volunteer and do things around the community and do events to raise money for the community?
Yes. So some of the things that we do are seminars and Legend Learns. We like to help future members or just people in the community learn about different nonprofits and how they can join. And then part of what we do is we kind of connect with those nonprofits and organizations to do volunteer opportunities. And then for event-wise, is, you know, we want to show that support for our community. So if it's a chamber event, we want to get a table, we want to be there, we want to help in any way we can, or just any events in general in town. So just yeah. kind of giving back where we can.
So is there certain hour requirements or membership dues or anything like that with?
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, we yeah. actually just opened up our membership to be free. There used to be a $25 per year, so it wasn't anything major. But we felt like it was making the organization a little exclusive to people, whether they paid or not, what the benefits are. So we just kind of wanted to open it to everybody. It's come if you're a member, come if you're not. Really just what a member means now is that maybe you're on our newsletter list, you follow us on Facebook. But it's just really open to everybody.
That's yeah. fantastic. So they're not tied down to certain hour requirements or an annual fee or...
Yeah. Yeah. We wanted to make it more inclusive to everybody. We wanted anybody, whether they're, you know, a young professional just starting out, or if they may still be in college, or if they're a young, you know, parent with young children, we want them to feel welcome too. And so we're trying to kind of have an overall of, you know, kind of organization. We want to have a variety of different social events and family friendly ones. So.
And I yeah. think that's fantastic. Just from my personal experience of being in JSL for so many years, I was a stay-at-home mom for 14 years. So when I joined Junior Service League, it was a lot of young working women, and I was looking forward to the activities of carving pumpkins and painting them to sell for our community and to make profit. Mm-hmm. Because being home with kids is so, you love it, but you don't get that adult interaction. So that's where mm-hmm. I think, and so I'm glad to hear that we have that in Bartlesville, the option in Bartlesville to do that, because that does help.
It does. It really does. We had six.
You had six?
Yeah.
Kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pumpkins.
I have three, and they're fantastic, but quite an age gap. So I was ready for JSL. When it was there, like, you know, it's time for, you know, our country club meal, our dinner fest, I was like, okay, I'm going. Or our ballroom party, I'm going. So watch the kids. So that was good to get away. So that's yeah. great that you offer the... Mm-hmm. Especially the women in Bartlesville, because we have a lot of strong working women, especially in our dealership. I mean, mm-hmm. it's, I would say, you know, 2-3 years ago, if you walked into dealership, you would see very few women in the sales atmosphere or environment of the dealership.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as you know, I mean, Brad's main leadership team is women. And so that, I mean, our community is strong with, mm-hmm. you know, supporting women in our community to work. So I like to hear that you guys do provide that for us.
Yeah. And I love to hear that that's, you know, a big thing for Brad, because yeah. Just speaking from past job, I actually did sales for cars. Mm-hmm. So a couple of years ago, well, I guess it's probably been 6 years yeah. ago. And so it was kind of intimidating at first, yes. because some certain people wouldn't want a woman, but then some would love it. And I really enjoyed it. So yay for the women.
And we love nice. Our men in the dealership too, yes. but it is, I mean, coming into an environment where it is, you know, majority of men, you know how it is to be women trying to be as successful as the men are. And so we're glad that we're able to provide that for both men and women. Yeah. And so it's nice to... Yeah, I was the same. When I first walked in, I think I was the only female salesperson 4 years ago when I came into the dealership. So I was a little overwhelmed, you know, but I wouldn't change it. So, but I'm glad that you guys offer that to the community. So on tomorrow night when the party starts, what's the layout? Is it, do you start with the band? And then is there, I know we bring a few trucks and cars, correct?
Yep.
To the event every time. And do you just come in and join and everyone just gets to know each other, or is there...
So the event starts at 7:30 tomorrow night, and we're kicking off with Everett Music Studios and the P66 Gymnastics team. Mm-hmm. So they're going to do some performances for the audience. Yeah. And then I believe, is it at 9, the band will start?
Yes. That sounds neat.
Yeah. And so the band will play a variety of different 80s and 90s and different cover songs. And so it should be a lot of fun, a lot of upbeat music, a great time.
Yeah, and the band is Signal 29, if anyone is familiar with them. But they're a great cover band. Yeah.
Super.
So, yeah. Are they local here? And
I believe, are they from Tulsa?
I believe Tulsa,
yes. Tulsa area. Mm-hmm.
What, talking my language, man.
Yeah. Are you from Tulsa?
No, I'm from the 80s.
Oh, from the 80s. We talked about this last
time. Some people think I've never left.
That's okay. 80s music is fantastic.
It is.
So.
It is. So this is going to be a great party. And again, it starts at what time?
7:30.
7:30 downtown. You can't miss it. And of course, the weather's going to be good. At least temperature is going to be, and it's going to be just a fantastic time. It always is. And of course, Tim, you've been down there with the Summer Sizzling Series. And when we take a look at the vehicles that are on display there, can you touch them?
Yeah, you can touch them. You can hop in them. Last time I was there, I brought the new Ford Mach-E. A lot of people are loving that one.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
It's got the giant screen in it. It's got this giant panoramic sunroof that's just all glass, and it's a sharp-looking vehicle.
Yeah. You know, I was telling Brad last week, I said, you know, if you could bottle that new car smell, it'd be cool.
That's funny you say that. I have this gentleman who comes and wanted to sell products to us, and he's like, what about car fresheners with that new car smell? And I'm like, that says Dunge's on. I was like, let me think about that. That's a good idea, especially with the used inventory we're selling as high as we are.
Anyway, you're not going to have somebody sitting there go, don't touch.
Oh, no.
You're going to get a little bit of the experience, and that's what it's there for. It's to be put on display like that.
Yeah, and I like bringing a new vehicle along with one of our new inventories. Like last time I brought this very fancy, looking a TRD Pro Tacoma. It's a nice sharp blue with a snorkel on it, all ready for the off-road. And it's a new vehicle, but it's used.
No, yeah, I know what you're talking about there. Because I don't know what it is that you do there with your pre-owned vehicles, your gently loved vehicles. But when they come off to a new owner, and not only is it new to them, it appears and it runs like brand new. So, you know, your guys and the gals in the back that are taking care, and of course your detail workers.
Yes.
Ooh, Enrique has been
with us for a while
bomb.
Now. Yes. And his team, he's created a fantastic team as well, and they're hard workers.
They are.
And they stand by their work. So if there's ever any issues with anything, Enrique will make sure that you're taken care of, as well as our service department. Mm-hmm. I mean, our service department is fantastic.
Well, they're hard working, but you know what? If you have a question, they'll answer it. They don't give you that roll of the eyes. Well, you don't know your car. No, they realize that, yeah, I drive the car, but, you know, the inside?
Yes.
Yeah, and they'll very, very, very professionally, very carefully explain to you what's going on. And I really like that. Put your mind at ease.
I agree, and it's just nice to have a family-owned dealership to where you do have our own detailing and our service departments on both sides, as well as our body shop. I mean, Dunge's owns their own body shop, which is nice to have that available for our customers as well.
Are you still sold out of Lincolns?
We're still sold out of Lincolns.
Oh, my gosh.
We still have that 2020 Aviator, the black label.
Oh, yeah,
we still have
that one.
And we have a few used ones. I mean, I think about 4 or 5 used, but don't worry, they're coming. We got allocation. We're going to get some new Lincolns in. And we do.
I only kid because I was out there one weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One weekend. And the following Thursday, all the ones I had my eye on, somebody beat me to the punch.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm looking at a couple of these really nice Nautilus with the kind of like that burgundy, really classy look to them. And they were adios amigos.
Yep, they were gone. I mean, it was within 2 days.
Yeah,
all of our Lincolns. Yeah. We sold out of all of our Lincolns, which is good. I mean, we like that we like to keep business local, so mm-hmm. we love seeing others doing the same in our community. So that's big for us. And Tim's Camry finally came in from the last time we were here, so he can
Tim,
talk
did you buy this
that.
On paper, as they say?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I bought it sight unseen. I found it on paper, tracked it the whole way, and even went out there to get it myself.
Wow!
It's a sharp-looking vehicle, and I'm one of those paper buyers now.
Well, a lot of younger people are. Yeah. They're very cool with that. And as long as they know that what's on the paper is what's going to arrive, hey, yeah. let's make a deal. And that's really kind of helped out business, hasn't it, Michelle?
It has. It's helped us out a lot. I mean, we were able to provide so much information. And with Toyota's new software that has came mm-hmm. out, we're able to provide you where you can see the color digitally. You can see everything, the options. Bronco, again, that one, there's so many options on the Broncos.
Can't even count them, can you?
No, you can't. I mean, you open up the book and there's like probably 10,000 different options on the new Broncos, but it's definitely going to be the perfect off-road vehicle for anything and everything you want to do, from kayaking to skiing to biking to putting up a tent on top of it. I mean, it has
wow.
it all.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So the options, I mean, the software is making it easier for us to be able to sell off paper. I mean, we saw this vision a few years ago, but I don't think we realized it would be so soon. Wow. That we would be, you know, building cars and selling off of paper rather than people wanting to. It's such an emotional buying to see it and touch it and feel it. So, but it's working well.
And Tim here can vouch for it. Now, what kind of Toyota did you get besides brand new?
I went for a nice looking Aqua Camry, and uh-huh. it's a hybrid one too. So it's got the nice gas mileage with it, and it's just a dream to drive. They're pretty smooth, those hybrids now.
You can hardly hear them run.
Yep. The only thing you can hear is when you put it in reverse to make a little noise just to let other people know that the car is moving.
Yeah.
A little safety feature that's on them.
When you first hear it, you think something's wrong. You're like, that's kind of weird. What is that? Because it's just kind of a little, it alerts you, which is nice to have that.
Oh, it is nice to have. Yeah. yeah.
And his wife, fiance, has recently bought, hers was a RAV4 hybrid, correct?
Yep. We love our hybrids. The Toyotas are making them quite well, and she actually works in the field with hers, so she'll bring it off-roading with her RAV4 hybrid, and it does very great going through streams and up on the rocky parts of some of the ranches out there.
I tell you what, once you're a RAV4 owner, you kind of swear by them. I told this to Brad a couple of weeks ago when the RAV4s were just kind of coming out back when I was in TV. That's back when my hair was black and my tummy was flat. And last century, okay. And there was this new thing called a RAV4.
Yeah.
And someone was talking to someone who knew someone at our TV station. They said, well, if they're that good, why don't we just go ahead and get a fleet? Well, they've never changed. And that has been since, what, 1997?
Yes.
And they've never changed. Every time they replace, they always go with that because it's the most dependable that they've ever, and economical.
RAV4 is the number one selling Toyota at this time, for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. It's everyone loves the RAV4. It's just a good crossover. You don't have to deal with, you know, too big. You don't have to go to the Highlander or the 4Runner size, and you don't have to really go to the Camry or the CHR size, but and you can go off-roading, and it's an all-wheel drive. It's an all-wheel drive vehicle.
Oh, which, that's why they like
right.
it so much. It could go anywhere. And, of course, up there, they had a lot of snow. And oh, well. We witnessed a little of that this year, didn't we?
We did, for about 2 weeks, I believe, of ice.
2 weeks too long.
It was. We've had quite the challenges the last year and a half or so, but it's mm-hmm. been successful since.
And you know what? Dunge's Family of Autos, easy to find, Michelle.
Exactly. We are at 1901, 1911, Southeast Washington Boulevard, right next to the Quick Trip, so you're always welcome to come by. We're open from 8:30 till 7 in the cells. I believe 7 or 7:30 until 5:30 on our service drive, as well as in our body shop. Detailing stays open the hours at our sales team, so they're available to us when we're selling late. We've had a few late nights, so don't get distracted by that 7 o'clock time. And I think we've spent the last two nights this week there till 8 or 8:30. So we're not afraid to stay late to take care of you.
I can vouch for that. I think mine went 7:15, and nobody was getting hassled. Nobody was getting going, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, not at all.
Michelle just says, I think it's ready.
It's ready. It's ready to go.
Come on.
I mean, that's it.
And it was.
Yes, and we've talked about this several times, how we want to try to make the experience seamless and easy. And that's so we have customers such as today driving from up in Arkansas. I believe they're 4 hours from us. So they were getting in town, and they found the only 4Runner, you know, that's available right now. So they're coming up and, you know, having the credit and having all the paperwork ready for them so that they're able, we can just give them their options and to get them in and out. That's what's helped us on the customer service side, not where we're pushing them into like an hour and a half buying process, that we can have it set in stone for them and give them the options that they want when they arrive.
I was in and out in 40 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, if it was even that. So.
I hope your experience was good with that as well.
Dandy, see what I'm driving?
Thank you.
Good golly.
I do.
That's a baby. Now, Tim, the website is easy because one website takes you to all the different dealerships, right?
Yep. We have Dunch's Choice, which will link all three of our brands together, and you can actually see inventory from our Toyota side, pre-owned, and the Ford side. So you're just shopping along all three of them at once.
And you can also kind of get a feel for where you are. You can almost, if not, do the entire transaction on the web. I mean, I was not surprised when I came in and the payment was pretty much what I figured out online.
We have our Autofi service online, so you can pretty much submit a credit report there and get your estimate for your payments and your APR, and then you're pretty much all set when you walk in the dealership.
And it wasn't obnoxious.
That's
some
right.
of those places are obnoxious, I'm telling you.
We try to keep it, you know.
I couldn't take it anymore in those other places.
We try to keep it friendly, and of course, you know, we've had to pull some stuff back. Like, we used to be able to have donuts and snacks and stuff sitting outside, but we still have those things available. They're just in one of the sales manager's offices, and so we're still able to provide that atmosphere just in a different way.
All righty. And ladies, of course, the big event tomorrow night with the Young Professionals.
Yeah, so we're super excited. It's at Unity Square downtown in between the Price Tower and Community Center. So it's still, I consider it still a brand new place. A lot of people in town don't know about it or haven't been down there. There's a new art installation. It's a water feature, so bring your kids. The fire station will be there with the fire truck. So it's going to be a hot night, so be prepared to get in the water. So
you know, it's funny you say that some folks think it's been there for a long. It really hasn't. It's barely a year old.
Yeah.
But get so much great usage
it
in
does.
Such a short time. People just assumed it's been there forever, but it hasn't.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And I believe is Copper Restaurant, are they open, available right there on location as well?
Yes, they're going to be open, so they'll have a signature drink that will be easy. They'll be able to serve wine and anything else. They'll have some appetizers as well, so it should be a lot of fun.
I'm a huge fan of their truffle fries that they have there.
They are very good.
Pretty good.
I'm a huge fan of all of their food there.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of that.
Yeah. You know, Chef Jordan, little chef's hat off to Chef Jordan. That guy has had to pivot since he won the Right Chef so many times. Okay, we're open. Okay, it's COVID. Okay, we're doing this. Okay, hey, let's expand the restaurant. Hey, let's do this. Let's go outside.
Yeah.
And that guy has never missed a beat.
No, he hasn't. And he's always he's checking on you throughout your experience there, and I favor his restaurant. He's done a fantastic job with it since he's been there.
Oh, I'd say it's always a good time. Well, we're getting about down to the last few moments of our program, and I want to thank Katie and Nicole for coming in here, for being with us with the Young Professionals of Bartlesville. Lots of fun having you guys in here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, kind of cozy fit in here.
It is. And you mentioned you have a Facebook. Do you know how people would find that on Facebook?
You can just search Young Professionals of Bartlesville, and it should be the first thing that comes up. Our pictures, our logo, and that's where we share everything. Our volunteer opportunities, what we're up to, what's going on around town. We like to share events that are going on as well, maybe that we're not just involved in, but just kind of get the word out. So that's the best way to follow us or get on our newsletter. And you can go onto the Chamber website. We just got a brand new landing page there. We're up in the header. It's easy to find us, and you can just submit your name and email and get all of the information.
Chamber folks kind of rock for you, don't they?
Yeah,
they're awesome. They are awesome.
They are. And of course, where can we find the Dunch's family of autos?
Right there at 1901 1911 Washington Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
And we're open at your convenience. Even the phones, just call if you have a question about anything, and they'll get you to the right person. We're always looking at hiring new and friendly staff, we would love to go, and you can apply at dungeonschoice.com and click on employment and send your resume or whatnot over, and we would be able to hopefully visit and meet more people in our community to bring into the dealership sales environment.
Very good. And Tim, again, what kind of vehicles can we expect to see at the show tomorrow night?
Tomorrow we're probably going to be bringing some of our like new inventory. Haven't decided on that yet, but it's all going to be good.
Okay.
I think we still have a nice convertible Mustang, right?
Yeah.
And we have a pretty lime green Charger.
Yep.
So we have some pretty flashy ones you can have out there tomorrow for us.
Oh, man, that kind of takes you back a little bit. I know some of you guys aren't old enough to remember some of those things when they were like big in the 70s, but boy, I tell you what, even as time has gone on, these things, just wonderful vehicles. So it's going to be great to have that out there too as well. And of course, fun. And the beneficiary this year for the promotion?
It's the Cottage of Bartlesville. So Julie Mercy is going to come out and speak. She's going to tell the community what the cottage does and kind of their mission. So it should be great. They do so many great things for our community.
So bring the kids, bring your pocketbook, and let's have some fun. And remember, while you're having fun, we're raising money for our charities. And also, it's not going to hurt you to take a look at maybe a new or gently loved vehicle from Dungeness.
Exactly.
It won't hurt at all.
You can come by the tent, and I'll be giving you, like, free drinks. We'll give you, like, the Cokes and the Powerades, along with the water you'll need out there. But
you're going to be the hydration station, aren't you? Well, this is going to be great. And once again, that's at Unity Square, Tower Center at Unity Square. I'm going to get that right one of these days.
Me too.
I can see it. But, but it's beautiful. And it's going to be a beautiful night for it. And we can't wait for it to take place. And we'd like to see you out there, too. Only good things happen with the Dungeness Family of Autos and Young Professionals, everybody in this town. We come together as a community quite well, Michelle, don't we?
I agree. Like I've said, raised here, grown up here, and gone a little while for college, but came back, and it's the same strong community, just even stronger.
You know, I tell people about Bartlesville, and they're up in the Great Lakes area, and they said, "You're making that up." I said, "No, I'm not making that up." I said, "It's a real place." "No, you're making that up."
I said,
"People say hi, and it's not a prelude to a mugging." And I said, "Yeah,
no.
they're genuinely concerned about you."
Yes, they are. I can't agree more.
Well, I want to thank everyone for being part of the show today. We've got news coming up in just a moment right here on K1. The One You Trust. A reminder today that we are going to have a 40% chance of rain this afternoon. High 90, a chance of rain tonight. Maybe 2 or 3 inches down to 71. And then for tomorrow, only a 40% chance of rain early. Look for a high of 88, then a nice cool night right around 70 on Friday night. Stay tuned. We got news coming up next.